A car means a road, means a town, means help. The hand on my arm appears from nowhere, yanking me to a halt, almost pulling my shoulder from the socket.
Where do you think you're going?
He asks, dark amusement in his tone. He isn't even out of breath, as if he's flown here on dark wings, like the demon he is. Hope vanishes with his closed fist against my jaw. Pain explodes and I fall to the ground. I try to cry out, but nothing comes. My mouth won't work, won't open. He covers me with his body, his hand tight against my throat. His weight, his horrible weight, pushing me down to the dirt, hiding me in the long grass. The car whizzes by, and with it, my last chance. The woods are silent and hungry, waiting, listening. There is nothing now except the panting of my breath and the singing joy of his black heart. I can hear it pounding above my ear. That and other things. Arousal to start, as if he's enjoying this. Of course he is. He's won. He pulls me to my feet and starts the long, slow march back. I don't help. Make him drag me. The pain in my face makes tears flow down my cheeks. I think my jaw is broken, and I know my tongue is cut. I'm gurgling blood. I spit and dribble and stay limp until he jerks me upright, and in a low, menacing voice, explains to me in detail exactly what he's going to do if I don't cooperate. By the third sentence of description, I've found my feet and stiffened my spine. It's not about what he'll do to me. It's what he'll do to them. Monday. Chapter 1. Hallie. 2017. Washington, D.C. You're fired. Hallie James crosses M Street on her way home from her office in Foggy Bottom, heart pounding. She's in shock. Two words and her entire world has blown apart. It is mid-morning on a sunny Monday and the streets are calm. Everyone is already at work or at school or in the shops. The lunch rush hasn't started. A few cars behave, not beeping and cursing and rushing. She is alone, marching up the hill, the two words from her boss's mouth replaying with every step. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. She'd taken special care with her appearance today. Her good luck suit, her dark, unruly hair wound into a tight bun at the nape of her neck, her mother's pearls. A fresh start, a well-earned, long-overdue promotion, and instead a dead end. She's not crying, not yet. No doubt the tears are lodged inside, still trying to figure out what the hell just happened. She isn't much of a crier anyway. She is a scientist, too cool and logical to waste time with tears. But she can feel them threatening. They come when she is frustrated, and today qualifies. She stops at the light on Wisconsin Avenue. Her hands are shaking. The left looks so strange without her wedding rings. She took them off before her shower this morning and didn't put them back on. The sorrow of that nearly overwhelmed her. But she knows she needs to get accustomed to not seeing the flash of diamonds and platinum, losing the acceptance of others when they immediately know her status as a married woman. Of course, she's spent years as a married woman and nothing else. A decade of waiting, of trying to be a good wife, of trying to take the next logical step with a man who she found out too late does not want what she does from their life together. 10 years down the drain. All that's left is two signatures on a long piece of blue-backed paper to officially separate her from him, to divest their lives. So ironic. The very day she was supposed to be starting over, launching her new life as a single woman, this happens. She hasn't decided when she's going to tell everyone. Well, she'll have to share her new address with human resources, obviously, so they can update her file for the official termination package. But her dad, her friends, Theo's family. She made this decision to walk away from her marriage, and telling people they've decided to go their separate ways makes it seem too real. And now the double whammy. Can she go through the formalities of ending things with Theo if she doesn't have a job? She doesn't have a job. She's still trying to wrap her head around the 180 that just happened. Today was meant to be celebratory,